Interesting runner on Saturday is Red Can Man, having its first Australian or Victorian start, I should say, for David Brydoak. Now, this is a galloper who has trialled really well and has got some very strong form lines over in the West. Good to catch up with David Brydoak. How are you, David?
Very well, Michael.
How did you come to get Red Can Man?
he turned up here back about Christmas time, I suppose, and Steve Wolf and I have a fellow that we're both friends with, and Steve rang me up and said, look, I think this horse will measure up in Melbourne. can I send him over? And there we are. We're kicking off today. Saturday, I should say.
His form line says he'll measure up. He's been beaten in the railway in the winter bottom at less than three lengths, which is pretty good form for a winter race meeting at Flemington.
Yeah, terrific, really. Look, my race day, it's going to be my first race day with the horse. But from the outside looking in, I think the horse has trained very well and he's trialled very well. He's a fantastic type of horse. With a big engine, so I think that I think he's in good shape, and whatever he does Saturday, he'll get better. But you know, there could be a serious race in this horse.
What about first time down the straight? Is he a pretty tractable horse?
Yeah, he is. First time down the straight, no one knows, but I would assume that he goes as straight as an arrow, and I don't think there'll be any problem.
Sounds like we should be pretty confident then by the last on Saturday, is that right?
Oh, well, you know, put on what you can afford to lose.
Well, we'll be cheering him home.
Know. You know, he's still new in my camp, as in I haven't raced him. He's a new horse for me. Sometimes horses trial really well and don't perform on race day. My gut feeling is this horse will perform on race day, but, you know, the proof will be in the pudding. But I think he has got a tick of brilliance.
All right. Well, we wish you all the best on Saturday, David. Before I go, Peter Moody's poll, Sandown, you want to keep it?
Don't know. I would keep... Sandown's the best track in Melbourne. And... So I think it's a no-brainer, but, you know, when there's that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, you know, I think it's got a fair influence.
No doubt about that.
The pot of gold will be when they turn it into Wangaratta. That's a lot of gold.
Into Wangaratta?
Well, isn't that what they're going to do with Sandown? They're going to build a city the size of...
That's right. Redevelop it into Wangaratta. That's correct. Yeah. If they can get it fast.
You know, racing, it would be a tragedy to lose such a brilliant track. And it'll be irreplaceable. But the mighty dollar often has the last shot.
If funding from the sale was used to build another track of similar proportions and size, would that be more palatable to participants?
Yeah, that'd be great. You find me one of the same dimension with a railway line going down one side and two freeways going down the other.
Easy access. David, great to chat. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael. Bye.